see, or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
All that money, all that time, all that effort, we added, we got 131 votes more.
Donald Trump speaking to supporters in Wisconsin last night as part of his thank you tour around the country. Trump reminded the crowd of something he first said when he came to Wisconsin.
I told my first crowd in Wisconsin that we're going to come back here someday and we are going to say Merry Christmas again.
The Obama administration is cutting weapons sales to Saudi Arabia because they're not happy with how they're fighting Islamic rebels in Yemen, even though the White House said Saudi Arabia has a legitimate complaint.
The concerns that the Saudis have expressed, which is entirely legitimate, is that you have an organization that has overthrown the government of Yemen and has menaced Saudi Arabia.
More news online at usaradio.com.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift set sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60% and get free shipping. Now through Friday, new customers should select this station at checkout to get an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
It's not always easy to remember, but being able to honor those we've lost in this way and to know that we may be able to prevent other families from feeling that same loss, that makes it a good day.
President Obama speaking to reporters yesterday before signing the Cures Act. It's a bipartisan legislation that gives funding to help fight things like cancer.
Like many of you, I believe that the United States of America should be the country that ends cancer once and for all. We're already closer than a lot of folks think, and this bill will bring us even closer, investing in promising new therapies, developing vaccines, and improving cancer detection and prevention.
The Lion King, Thelma and Louise, and The Breakfast Club, among 25 movies being added to the National Film Registry. The Library of Congress, which started the registry in 1988, announced the 2016 inductees. The list includes Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Blackboard Jungle, and The Birds. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The sudden death of actor Alan Thicke is causing doctors across the country to speak out today about the dangers of hypertension. Correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
That sudden death kind of thing, it scares all of us.
That's Dr. Raymond Townsend, a hypertension expert at the University of Pennsylvania, who says sudden deadly heart attacks can occur even in people like Alan Thicke, who appear to be in great shape.
Without much in the way of premonitory symptoms.
So what's the best the doctor says we can do?
Know your blood sugar. If it's high, manage it. Know your blood pressure. If it's high, it should be treated. Know your blood cholesterol level. And finally, know your body weight, because obesity contributes to these sorts of things.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in San Diego are making a last-ditch attempt to keep the Chargers in the city. Here's Jason Campidonia.
A letter has been sent to the team and NFL officials offering the team a lease of $1 a year for the next 99 years if they stay and play on the site they currently do. If the team wanted to build a new stadium on the site, they would need to raise private money, and then the city would get tax revenue from the deal. The Chargers have until January 15th to file paperwork for a possible move to Los Angeles, where then they would share a stadium with the LA Rams. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
Jurors are unable to reach the verdict in a Florida retrial of a woman accused of plotting a 2009 murder for hire. Dahlia DiPolito is accused of paying a hitman who was really an undercover police officer to kill her husband. The judge declared a mistrial this morning. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talented People. Thanks for making our show number one here on the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio Station. It's an exciting day. I'm really in the holiday mood, and I've got a great guest here to share with you. It's about 3:05 on December 14th. I hope you're having a great holiday season as well. If you're in the area and you want to hear the forecast tonight, mostly cloudy with a low about 19. Oh, boy, I just found this out myself. Yikes. Okay, Thursday, chance of showers and snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 24. Breezy with a west wind 17 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy with a low on 10 on Thursday night. Wind chills values as low as 1. Negative 1, excuse me. The mostly sunny on Friday with a high of 24. Snow likely on Friday night, mainly after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low about 20. And then snow before 1 p.m. on Saturday. Then rain likely with a high of 43. Rain likely through Saturday night, mainly after midnight, cloudy with a low of 36. So it does warm up a little bit. And then Sunday, rain likely, cloudy with a high of 52 and a low of, again, Sunday night of 19. Mostly sunny with a high of 31 on Monday and then a low of 17 on Monday night. I did not know that we were getting this cold weather. So I am now going to have to add more to my to-do list. So we're going to go to one quick break and then we're going to start our show, which is going to be holiday gifts for yourself from the art of the CEO's CEO of yourself, Bart Jackson, one of my favorite guests here in studio. We'll be right back. Just a short break.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's about 3:08 on December 14th, and I have my joyful holiday guest in studio, Bart Jackson. He is the TV radio show host of the Art of the of CEO of Yourself, Art of the CEO Radio. You can find all kinds of episodes. How many have you had now on online?
How many shows? Oh, I think we've done about 150. We're coming up on that, and it's all due to the fact that this lady over here said, you know, you have an excellent face for radio. Why don't you do a show? And son of a gun, I have, and I've enjoyed every one of them because it allows me to meet some of the most fascinating people in this terrestrial orb.
Yeah, so. I love your show. Everybody out there should know, again, The Art of the CEO, Bart Jackson. He has the show on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock.
Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. We do a new show, and you can, the easiest way for you to find it and any of the shows is to just visit theartoftheceo.com. Sometimes I even spell it right on the show, but it's theartoftheceo.com.
Too cute. Bart, just because I love the show so much, and it's such a funny kind of show because you get the best of breed, the highest level CEOs coming on and talking about their different situations, giving advice.
And the most bizarre, yeah. Some of the strangest people coming on too. And as a matter of fact, my sister has said that she is astounded at the quality of people that we're able to have on the show, particularly when you consider the host.
You're too funny. No, it's really a great show, and I highly recommend it out. If you were looking for some business wisdom and just kind of want to be delighted by a really fun, the whole show is about a half hour long, and he does have the best of the best on, and they share so much information, and it's a really good time, and it's fun to listen to you host the show because it's its own personality. Bart Jackson is the one and only Bart Jackson.
Well, we have had, as I say, a lot of fun on the show. But with one of the things, there's certain themes that keep coming back. And I find that people do not pay enough attention to themselves. And so that's kind of what I wanted to chat about today. And Jeannie, I thank you very much for graciously giving me the time to palaver endlessly. And what are the things that I see as people hustle along? You know, they go to the counter and the sales girl says, "Would you like it wrapped as a gift?" And you say, "No, I'd like it wrapped as an obligation." So I'm thinking perhaps as the first gift we should give ourselves this year is the gift of giving things that you want to give or in ways that you want to give. We've all had that experience, you know, Jeannie, when you give somebody something and you just beam from the giving of it because you know it's just right, or you know it'll be really helpful, or you're proud of yourself for thinking of it or giving
right.
it. Whatever it is. We have that, right?
Right.
And, well, that to me is the kind of giving you should be giving. And if you don't get that, then don't hurt yourself. You know, God didn't make hair shirts. Man did. So have a little fun this time.
I agree. What about gift giving? You're a great gift giver, aren't you?
Yes, I absolutely adore giving things, I must admit. But that's because, A, I have been very, very blessed myself. And with friends and cohorts and loved ones beyond all deserving. And so I would, a tidbit of wisdom I think that we might want to take home is that if you act as if you deserve absolutely nothing, you will get along a lot better in business. If you act as if you're owed something, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. But that's not a gift. That's a
quill pen moment, as you would say.
Yes.
Stop, everyone! I'm going to invite Bart to the CEO show for a minute and let you know about his utensils of life and the feast we're going to feast on today. Here, having him on our Talented People show, sharing with us these wonderful, and he has on his show what's called a quill pen moment, and that's what he just said. And I think that's awesome. And I think you're right. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say about you, you know, you think about it. I remember, you know, we've known each other for so long now, and you've had these events all through the year that you celebrate your annual pork roast thing that you've had for how many years?
Oh, Lord, that pork barrel, we are at the Jackson annual pork barrel party goes back about 35 years or something like that.
And you host it every year.
We have it every year. We put a 120-pound pig on a spit, bring out a couple of kegs of beer, invite 100 or so close friends, and
that's what I'm talking about. That's why you have all those friends. You're mm-hmm. always, you know, you have friendships that go back so far. You had just celebrated your anniversary this past summer, right?
I have 40? Celebrated my 40th wedding anniversary to Lorraine. It has been 6 of the best weeks of her life. And
that's funny. No.
We've had a great time, and it's such a wonderful thing when you can find the right person. And I don't mean just a spouse. I mean friendships. And that truly is one of the gifts that I would ask of all of you, that you take not only try to find new friends, but cherish those you have. Mm-hmm. I think the greatest sin in the world is to let friendship die of neglect. And it's something that we all tend to do, and people drift off. But I received a call of late from a fellow I hadn't heard from in over 30 years. His name was Jared. He phones me up out of the sheer blue, and memories come flooding back like spring, like a refreshing spring rain. It was a gorgeous moment. And I think that if we could just think about those with whom we can share intimate thoughts and ponderings and cherish those friendships, and then perhaps in that new year say I'm going to do a little bit more to nurture that, cultivate that friendship a bit more. And I think that would be
that's a great idea. That's a great idea. You know, cherish the friendships that you have. Make sure you spend time with those that you love, and then make a resolution to be even better at it and expand it even more in the new year, because you can always do something in the new year.
Years ago, my father said to me, before I was could possibly understand, he said, to have a good friend, you've got to be a good friend. And this is, you know, when you're about five, stuff like this gets tossed at you and you say, yes, like the equator is a menagerie lion running around the earth. You hear the words, you hear the sounds, it doesn't all come through. But as I got older, I realized that we live in a world of quid pro quo. I give unto you, you give unto me. And we're judged by how well we give. And not only that, we're judged by how much we want to be in another person's presence. There's a few things that you really can't hide. One is the way your true concern for your employees and coworkers. The other is how you yourself feel about yourself. And the third is products that tend to catch on fire. If you make cars like that, as one car maker has recently, the little things like that tend to be rather obvious. Or as Thoreau once put it, he said, some circumstances are too great to ignore, such as finding a trout in the milk. And so I would say let the trout in your milk be one where you show people and let it be known how much you truly care for them.
That's so thoughtful. Bart, I love it. That is so true. We're talking about the holidays today. We're talking about the holiday gifts for yourself. And Bart Jackson, who is the host of the Art of the CEO radio show, is my guest here at Talented People. It's already about 16 minutes after the hour, and we're going to go to our quick break here. But stay with us. And thanks again for listening in. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People, about 3:19 on December 14th. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you out there. We are talking with Bart Jackson. He's been on the show a number of times over the years, one of my favorite guests. We always have such a good time together. And he's talking today. He's the radio show host of The Art of the CEO. We were talking about before. And today we're talking about holiday gifts for yourself. Mm-hmm. So welcome back again. Thank you for being here, Bart.
Oh, I always love talking, coming on this show. I just feel like I'm at home chatting with Jeannie. So that the
it does feel like home here.
The old fireside chat, yes, of FDR. And you know, one of my very favorite people, FDR's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, said something that I've always enjoyed. She said, "Nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent." And I just love that, because I think that this is something that all of us tend to fall into. We fall into what I call the comparison trap, where at work we say, well, this guy's been here 3 years and he's making this much and I've been here 5 years, or he got promoted, or he's getting more attention from the supervisor, whatever it is. That is an absolute magnificent recipe for beating yourself into a pulp. You know how you sort of after I pluck a pheasant and I skin it, my wife takes a hammer and mallet and beats it.
Yuck.
It makes it tender. She tries it on the husband. It doesn't work whatsoever. No. But what can I tell you? Anyway, I think
that's pretty vivid.
Too many of us do this to ourselves.
Right.
And the sure recipe is to find to place yourself against somebody else. I mean, I really, really never sang like Pavarotti did. Now, gee, there's a heartbreak, isn't it? I mean, and if you say that, well, don't beat yourself up over that. Of course not. My point is, there's always someone is at something is going to be excellent at it. Mm-hmm. I bet he wasn't as good a husband as I was. So what the hell? I mean, this is exactly how you have to view life, in that rather than place yourself in an endless horse race, mm-hmm, the one who wins that race is the one who looks straight ahead and goes for what his goal. So I would say, as a gift for this year, may you find something that you really, really enjoy doing. May you, and it doesn't have to be your job, but something that you really enjoy doing, and pursue it and practice it and try ways to get better at it. And that in itself is one of the finest recipes for happiness. It's one of the finest form of leadership, because when people see you passionate, mm-hmm, and enamored,
mm-hmm,
Do I have time for a quick story?
Yeah, but I'm going to say to everybody out there as I'm, mm-hmm, listening, it reminds me of something that I observed you doing a long time ago, mm-hmm, was that you love wines. And you decided to start your own vineyard, mm-hmm, and then you started, mm-hmm, to tour the state of New Jersey's Garden, mm-hmm, State Winery Guide is the name, right, of his, uh-huh, book. I'm going to bring it up to everybody because that is something you enjoyed.
Yeah.
So you decided to find out what was the best at each of the vineyards across the state. You went to each one of them with your wife. You have a book out,
right,
there.
We did.
And I just picture that as a good example of something that you said that you could find that you really, mm-hmm, like to do.
That
and
we really enjoy.
Perfect it.
Yeah. And we perfected it. And I became utterly enamored of finding why a grape was better. 20 wineries are growing Cabernet Franc, and this one does it better than else. Why? You look at the place, the climate, that you find that there's 300 frost-free days in South Jersey, and you find that what the sandy soil does that hillsides do in France, and da-da-da-da-da. But you...
It must have been so fun and so interesting.
And another thing that I would say, piggybacking on that, is one of the marvelous gifts that I would say is the gift of intellectual and curiosity. There was Bruce Batten of Batten, Barton, Durstein, and Osborne once said, if you can give your children one gift, let it be the gift of enthusiasm. And I always love that, and intellectual curiosity to finding out why, how this thing goes this way. Why is it this way? The people that I travel with are people who have an immense intellectual curiosity. And you watch. Look at your friends, the ones that you enjoy sitting most with. I'll just bet you 10 cents of my own money, which is more than I'm worth, to those are the friends who have an intellectual curiosity that are seeking something new. So that's a thought that we could all
I love that. We'll explain to everybody how much you travel so they get an idea, again, of when you might have considered this something you like to enjoy and expand on.
Well, we do. My wife and I have traveled, I think it's somewhere like 70-plus countries at this point. I have no idea. We did keep track, but after a while you lose it. And we have always enjoyed. But part of it started out as just being an old journalist. I was traipsing around the country, and I wanted to be like you. I wanted to find interesting, what the ones I call the players, the talented people, the people who were passionately involved in something and striving to do that. And the one thing I've found after all these years of journalism is the if you look at all the people who are really passionate and really involved and really expert at something, there is absolutely no common denominator.
Really?
So
are you kidding?
No, they're not all
really?
Happy.
Wow.
They're not,
that's and so interesting. Not,
but they're not all right. They are not. They don't have all great attention to details. They don't all have beautiful, lofty, long-range visions. Some do. Some don't. There are traits that help along the way.
Like what?
And
I'd love to know. I think that's fascinating.
Well, one of the things I would say is that I found that of all the people who have gone their own way,
mm-hmm.
first of all, they, number one, have gone their it is their own way.
True.
That they choose, and they're very honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the book, The Art of the CEO, I wrote that. You remember that?
Absolutely.
You helped me tremendously.
Yes. Chapter
Jeannie was
chapter.
A fabulous help.
Thank
with
you.
This book, The Art of the CEO, because she realizes the term art and artistry is the bringing out the marvelous gifts that everyone has within, and she's very good at finding those individual strengths. But
thank you.
When we did that, we surveyed thousands of CEOs, and you know, not one of them thanked their parents. They thanked their parents for many things.
Interesting.
But almost none of them, absolutely none of them, thanked for picking their career, for pushing them into some career that they had never wanted to go to. None of them said, gee, I never really wanted to be a lawyer, but you made me go to law school because you thought I'd get rich. And, you know, gee, I'm CEO of... No, that it doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen. All of them... So I would say that they all were people who went their own way, did it their own way, and if there was anything, I'd say they all sort of seemed to be fearless.
Fearless, that's a good word.
And, yeah, they're more worried about doing, completing, handling, succeeding in the project at hand.
Mm-hmm.
That they literally don't have time for fear.
Isn't that something?
And we've all been in situations like that.
Right.
That's it. Everyone has that.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's husband once said that an entrepreneur is somebody who is much more worried about missing out on the fun of an opportunity than he is of what'll happen if he fails.
I love it. That is very interesting. Another quill pen moment there for Bart Jackson. We're already at the half hour break here. It's 3:28 on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a nice day. Our guest that you're listening to and probably getting a little chuckle out of, his name is Bart Jackson. He's been on the show many times over the years, and we're talking about holiday gifts for yourself because he is the host of the show, the CEO of Yourself, and you can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. Just look up on the internet. Go to the website, The Art of the CEO. We'll be right back. News and weather. Thanks for listening in.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
For years, the United States has played a leading role in trying to facilitate a diplomatic solution to the situation in Syria, including the situation in Aleppo.
The White House is raising the alarm about the situation in Aleppo, Syria. Russian forces are now killing anybody in their path as they try to take the city for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the White House is focused on trying to provide relief for civilians.
The United States has provided more humanitarian assistance through bilateral channels than any other country in the world. We have provided that's $6 billion in relief.
Hundreds of Indiana National Guardsmen may have to repay thousands of dollars in reenlistment bonuses. Word comes after an audit showed more than 440 citizen soldiers may have been given $1.5 million too much in bonus payments between 2014 and 2015. The Guard says it appears to be a simple accounting mistake. USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift set sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60% and get free shipping. Now through Friday, new customers should select this station at checkout to get an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
Donald Trump has made long-rumored nomination for Energy Secretary official. Here's Joe Gomez.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team confirms he will name former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be Energy Secretary. In a news release, Trump says Perry is going to do an amazing job in taking advantage of natural resource deposits to make America energy independent and create vast new wealth for our nation. In the statement, Perry says he's honored to have been chosen and deeply humbled by Trump's trust in him. Joe Gomez, Washington.
Bone-chilling cold spreading across the northern U.S. this week. The National Weather Service says wind chills of 20 below or colder expected in the upper Midwest. An Arctic air mass is moving toward the mid-Atlantic and the northeast and should arrive by Thursday. Heavy snow likely in some areas, and the mercury will be well below normal for much of the country. A 16-year-old girl will gain fame on America's Got Talent singing the anthem in next month's inauguration. Jackie Evancho made the announcement on NBC's Today Show. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
A number of Hollywood actors and actresses talking about the death of actor Alan Thicke. Correspondent Chris Barnes has an obituary.
This may have been his last appearance.
But the tax code is complicated, and the IRS is the most powerful collection agency you'll ever deal with.
That's Alan Thicke in a recently produced TV commercial for a tax firm he represented. The actor, best known as the father on the TV series Growing Pains, died at 69 yesterday, suffering a heart attack while playing hockey with his 19-year-old son. Thicke's career also included hosting talk shows, game shows, and he composed several TV theme songs as well. I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in New York are sending a warning to their homeless residents that can actually resonate throughout the entire Northeast. Here's more on the story from Scott Pringle.
Not only will temps be in the teens at night and 20s during the day, but sustained high winds will make it feel like 0 degrees. New York City's Emergency Management Department urging residents to prepare for this dangerous cold. Wear hats and scarves as most heat is lost to the head. Stay indoors as much as possible and dress in layers. Anyone who sees a homeless person out in the cold should call 311, and a city outreach team will be dispatched to help them. Scott Pringle, New York.
More than 2 dozen films, including The Lion King and The Breakfast Club, are being added to the National Film Registry. The list of 2016 inductees includes Who Framed Roger Rabbit, The Birds, Blackboard Jungle, and Funny Girl. A 1988 act requires the Library of Congress to preserve films that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. USA Radio News.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. Good afternoon. It's 3:34 on Wednesday, the 14th of December. Christmas is just a couple days away. It's like amazing to me that we are so into the holiday season here. I feel like it's just moving so quickly, but I'm going to give you a little bit more of a reason to remember that it is so winter because it's cold. It's going to be really cold. Here's the forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, the low of 19, and then a slight chance of showers on Thursday, partly sunny with a high of only 24. Partly cloudy with a low about 10 on Thursday night, and then mostly sunny with a high of only 24 on Friday. Snow likely mainly after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 20 on Friday night. Snow again before 1 p.m., then rain likely with a high of 43 on Saturday. So it looks like we might have some white snow out around us up until Saturday, and then rain likely all night Saturday night after midnight, cloudy with a low of about 36, and then rain likely again on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 52, and then mostly cloudy with a low about 19 on Sunday night, mostly sunny again on Monday with a high of 31. So that's our forecast, and I have my guest in studio, one of my really dear friends. His name is Bart Jackson, and he is the host of the show, The Art of a CEO. And we're talking today about holiday gifts for yourselves.
Oh, well, ho, 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 Jeannie. And I know outside it's apparently going to be more frigid than a prom date, but I want you to know that there is a whole lot of warmth that you can bring into the season. And one of the ways you can do it, of course, is by listening to Jeannie on the Talented People radio show. And the main thing about Jeannie is she gets inside the people. She finds out as much about them as they possibly can. And you want to know something? As an old interviewer, I can tell you, everybody is interesting inside. You are. Yes, you listening to that. You just don't realize it because you live with your old carcass every day. But
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fascinating. Every time we have someone on the show, and especially like for you, like you know, writing for 30-something years, I mean, you interview these different people and talk to them on the radio shows and everything. And it's so interesting to me to meet someone and have them tell what they do and what their story is, and how when you don't do what they do, it's like it's so interesting to me. It's like, wow, cool.
Oh, it is. I remember there was a fellow who was head of shipping and receiving for the GM plant down in Ewing way back when there was a GM plant. Mm-hmm. And he was just there at the time of what they called just-in-time production, which was at the time a whole
JIC,
new concept.
Right.
No more huge warehouses and getting stuff. All that cost was eliminated. Mm-hmm. But what it meant was that there had to be this meticulous, maestro-esque orchestration of goods flowing in just in time to meet the line. And just that this doesn't come today. It comes at 3:47. Thank you very much. And it has to be just ahead of the truck that comes at 3:45 and so forth and so on.
It is amazing.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even see it. I'm sitting there at doing cocktail party talk, and I said, do you realize how fabulous this what you're doing is? And so I took it in, and I actually ended up writing an article on it.
Was he the person that created it?
He was the person who engineered it.
Oh, wow.
at the plant. I mean,
wow,
I don't think he was not the one who came up with the concept, but he was the one who said, all right, for all this plant, here's this line. Everybody stands there, and like an orchestra, poised, ready to create. And he was the one
who needed this. I know you'll appreciate it. I hope our listeners out there do too. Because my husband is a procurement expert, right? And he's always been involved with the just-in-time and JIT, and he's always been. So I'm like at home, your language right now, I'm on it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's so funny because to me, we're sitting here talking about people's talents and so on, right? Mm-hmm. And when I am with him and say we're out for dinner,
right,
instead of saying something like, oh, this is delicious, I love this, you know, choice, or here's the special, he will literally pick up like the ketchup or mustard container and he'll go, did you know that there's 47 components in this one bottle of ketchup? There's the label, the ISBN, the perfume, the fragrance, or of the color of the ketchup, the ingredients. And as a person who, again, like you say, different talents for everybody, to keep those lines coming in, and you picture the production line, and if one little piece of those 50 different items is not there at that exact moment, the line goes down. all the, then they change it over literally. I mean, it is a masterpiece when you actually yeah. you know, watch it and think
obviously,
about.
There is
we
a man,
take so many things for granted that
oh,
people
we do.
Do.
Indeed, is and obviously there is a man who is very passionate about his work.
Yeah,
and
very
some,
passionate.
Some wise employer should find out where he's working and seduce him away.
I think
you,
I agree with that.
Get that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
but
interesting.
It is true that there's so much, and I would say that one of the things that we can do, and we talked about intellectual curiosity,
mm-hmm.
Give as a sort of a New Year's resolution, not so much a gift, but find one thing, find where it comes from. Take a piece of food and find out how it got there, where it came from. And that's one of the reasons it got me touring the wineries. And
that's what I need to figure out. And I need to find something I like, which is food.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to figure out how to like actually start with.
So you want to go and find out how Twinkies are made? Huh?
I know. I want to find a way
yes.
to really appreciate like new recipes. That's something. That's,
oh,
that,
yeah, right.
You know, I'm so
yeah.
sick of the same thing. I'm sure a lot of people out there. It's like the same
oh,
thing
yeah,
all
right.
the time. And there are really amazing people with great, great different
yeah.
recipes. But
and,
I don't take time to indulge in
there's
that.
There's ethnic styles and so
yeah.
forth. And if you can't find it in America, then you can't find ethnic. You can't find ethnic anywhere. But it's
no, it's a really
it's
good
a
idea.
Great,
you're,
yeah.
you're you know a point to ponder here for me because I'm putting my little list together of things
uh-huh.
I can do in the new year, like you said.
You know, there is a time, I say this, I say it on the show, I say, you know, that the good Lord has gifted you with the title and privileges of chief executive officer of yourself. And since that's really, that's the most important
mm-hmm.
job you will ever hold in your career. And so I wonder, should this not be the day that you dust off your dreams? Is this not the day that you pull down that idea that you've had back in there, finding out about the recipes, but large or small, something that you've wanted to do, blow the dust off and give it a shot, see if it's
well,
still
well, I love what you're saying about the fact that, you know, these, you know, the one thing that you found similar, maybe not common denominator completely, but that you said they're fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not afraid of failure, which is a good thing. Because,
yeah.
I mean, basically, you said they're too busy with the passion and the enthusiasm to
for
get it
doing
done.
What they want
to
do.
That right they now. Don't have time to think right of the now. Consequences. I love that.
Right.
That's a good thing for
yeah,
I mean,
I
people want to write books out there. They want to do things. And it's
right.
true. Like, and a lot of people just don't do them because they think it's harder than they are.
And yet, to be fair, there's a huge number of forces that are always trying to make us stay on track and so forth. And I there's an old football trick that if you're an end and if you're a defensive end and the first time early in the game that the offensive end runs out for a pass, You take your elbow and you slam him hard in the ribs when he's reaching up for a pass. Do that once. Is it legal? No. But the pros will do this every once in a while. Why? Because they want that guy to think the next time he reaches for the pass, next time he'll be a little more careful. He'll be a little more cautious. And he won't reach as far. We, all of us, end up being smacked in a lot of ways that keep us from reaching as far.
That's so interesting.
As we want to. And I think that I would ask that the gift that you might want to give yourself is to look at that board of directors in your head and see who is sitting there and see if it's a father or an uncle who was always warning you, who was pushing caution and making you and inadvertently planting fear. Now, by the way, when I say this, the people you have in your mind, they're not your father.
Mm-hmm.
They're not your mother. They are your perception of some embodiment. They're a group of attributes that you're giving this person. You're sticking it in dad, or you're sticking it in mom, or you're sticking it in your boss. This is the... So it's a perception. It's not the real person. So, and the reason I bring that up is if you don't like those people who are having those silent, tacit influences on your life, I give you this gift for you to give yourself. Fire them. Get them off of there. Get them on the one
it.
Who says
that's funny.
You can never have
that.
Too much ambition. Yes, you can. Actually, you know who had more ambition than any man who's been elected president?
Who?
Frank Nitti and Al Capone. They were willing to literally kill. Frank Nitti killed a man for a load of vegetables as a young man. These guys, their ambition was so strong. So my point is, yes, you can have too much ambition. Your ambition is that desire and drive you have to get a project done. So let it be what it is.
That's great. I'm loving it. All right. It's already time for our 3:45 break. It's 3:44 actually just turning on the 14th of December. Hope you're enjoying my conversation. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And our guest is Bart Jackson. Always entertaining. Check him out online. Go to The Art of the CEO. And you can see hundreds, literally, of interviews with CEOs with all their special talents and insights. We'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Except me. All right, anyway, 3:47, December 14th, Bart Jackson and I are just laughing about things. So anyway, we're talking about holiday gifts for yourself since you're the CEO of yourself, and Bart is a specialist on this. So let's hear a little bit more about your holiday gifts for yourself idea.
Well, the one thing I think that everyone would like to have is the gift of innocence. And make me a child again, just for tonight.
Nice.
It is a plea that we all have. But I think there are many ways in which we can get back to the childlike innocence that we have. And that is, we all have certain things that we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
We have principles and so forth. The principles and staunch things that we stick to. And we believe in them, and we believe that they are the right way to go. We have faith in others and friends. And the one thing I would say to help bring a little innocence, it's going to sound funny, but look at your principles. Look at what you really do believe in. And every single one of those principles you have should be something that makes you happy. That is, that you're following it. For instance, I think it's great to give unto other people. That's great. But I don't think you should do it because Christ told you to, because Mom told you to, because Mohammed told you to. No, do it because you believe that in the art of giving, you're there is a joy that comes to you through the giving, and there is a return that comes to you afterwards. Whatever your principles, don't do them for someone else, no matter how sacred they are. Do things that bring you joy, and if those are your beliefs, I believe in treating all people with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that my life is more joyous because of that.
I agree.
If it weren't true, then I say, if something is not true, if it's something makes you miserable, banish it. And so, and maybe
well,
that
also,
can make you a child again just for tonight.
Yeah. And I do like, I love when you can actually see someone who's able to figure out what they like to do,
mm-hmm.
and then do it for a living. Like,
oh, well, that's always a blessing.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, mm-hmm. there is something to be said about that, because when you talk about like the fearlessness, the entrepreneur, mm-hmm. the CEO, I mean, when you know what you are good at and what mm-hmm. you like to do, and then you're fortunate enough to do it all day long, mm-hmm. like they say, it's not work. It's, mm-hmm. it's just
right.
so great.
Uh-huh.
People do have, some people are able to do that. And I love that when I see it.
I think that's a great idea, but I would say something to that, and that is that I think most men find that being a pro football player or quarterback would be pretty much
right.
Full feasted even.
Right.
But the one thing that with every job, everything that you mostly love, there's that word mostly, because every time that quarterback throws the winning touchdown pass, that was preceded by 10,000 push-ups within
the
past
months.
Oh, that's
a good point. Yeah.
And so everything has the push-up factor.
Mm-hmm.
There's I don't care what you're doing, every project, every
right.
weekend job,
right.
Has the push-up factor. And you have to, this is where discipline comes in. You have to be willing to face that. And the easiest way to win at discipline is to keep the goal in mind. Believe that each push-up is leading you toward that touchdown pass.
That's
and
right.
And find that in your life. Find the goal in all the disciplines
mm-hmm.
that you do. And it will then become seamless. You won't even think of the push-ups as separate from the tossing of the pass. It will all be just the game that I play.
Absolutely. I love it. It makes a lot of sense as well. What about another gift on your holiday gift list for yourself?
Oh, this is a yes. I think the absolute gift that you must have without it, you cannot live without this one. You have to have celebration, and you have to go out and party hardy, make merry with all the little things that you do in your life. And if you have to, by God, write them down. Say the things, your what I call the patter of little feats, your achievements,
I agree completely.
And
celebrating all the good.
And celebrate it, and then carry that out throughout the year. If you're a business leader, I'd like to make darn sure everyone who has a business, make sure that every little blip up the road, every little upward spiral, every little achievement gets celebrated in the office.
Mm-hmm.
That connects people, and you know, it also gets people coming back the next day from work.
I talk about that a little bit, Bart, because you really do. You have had so many interviews. You're an employer.
I will say the people who everyone always says unite people with a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but so often the goal is to fill the company coffers, and this is why I always tell people that if the company you're working for has the niche of being the cheapest whatever on the market, be very careful, because quite frankly, Scarlett, they will not. The odds of them considering you as worth much is probably not. So that's a
wow.
side thing. But it is. But the people who the boss who cannot just come down passionately saying, we need,
yeah.
but rather
hate that.
Look at what we have done, and who sits there and strips off his clothes, grabs the champagne, and says, stock went up 1/8 point. Well, maybe not that much. But anyway.
Thanks, everyone, for that.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Well, the thing is, you know, it's true. Like, there is just different cultures of management. And when you're talking about some of these gifts to yourself, it is true. Like, people want to be around people who are nice.
Yeah.
They want to be around people who are giving.
Right.
And we have that just driven manager that's all about the numbers. Ugh, I don't know how people can work for them. I have such a hard time.
Well, I know.
It's tough.
It is tough. And
sometimes you have to.
There's a great saying for managers like that. I've always thought that, you know, it's already hell inside their head.
Right.
So you, as someone who works for them, don't have to follow.
Right.
Let him. If this is the way he is, but find within your own work, the boss is not the regent for your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
The company is not there. The company doesn't owe to make happiness. You find and seize the happiness in yourself.
That's what you're sharing with us as our holiday gift.
Lots of people who have jobs that I would consider sucking on a rifle barrel if I had them. And,
yeah.
But others take great joy in them. Of course, they also have talent at them. Oh, and one other trip. You don't have to be very good to enjoy it. Everyone thinks that, you know, find something you're passionate at. And they say it in one breath. Find something that you're really passionate at and very, very good at. And so those are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
I found out, I mean, for instance, in my own life, I found out after all the traveling, I have a good leadership skills. I'd be a great talent at running events, but I don't want to. So may I, as a final gift, may I wish you all to look at the innocence of a small child, take it to your heart, who looks at each sunrise and each set as a beautiful, new, wonderful thing. Take that, hit the refresh button, start anew, and give this not your best shot, but your most joyous shot. May you not trudge through life. May you gallivant through it.
I love it, Bart. Oh, my gosh. What great words of wisdom, and how thoughtful of you to wish everybody that well. Thank you for being here today, Bart Jackson. You check him out again at The Art of the CEO. And I want everybody out there again to thank you so much for listening in to Talented People. It's already 3:56 on December 14th. We're going to let you go. Happy warm week. Happy holidays. And we'll be back next weekend or next Wednesday. Did you want to add one thing before you go?
One thing I would add, ladies and gentlemen, never underestimate the power of a handwritten thank you note.
Oh, that's a good one to leave with today, especially during the holiday season. Everybody deserves the handwritten note. And thank you. All right. Well, again, thank you for listening in, and have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
For years, the United States has played a leading role in trying to facilitate a diplomatic solution to the situation in Syria, including the situation in Aleppo.
The White House is raising the alarm about the situation in Aleppo, Syria. Russian forces are now killing anybody in their path as they try to take the city for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the White House is focused on trying to provide relief for civilians.
The United States has provided more humanitarian assistance through bilateral channels than any other country in the world. We have provided $6 billion in relief.
Hundreds of Indiana National Guardsmen may have to repay thousands of dollars in reenlistment bonuses. Word comes after an audit showed more than 440 citizen soldiers may have been given $1.5 million too much in bonus payments between 2014 and 2015. The Guard says it appears to be a simple accounting mistake. USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set, a gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift sets sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60% and get free shipping. Now through Friday, new customers should select this station at checkout to get an additional introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
Donald Trump has made long-rumored nomination for Energy Secretary official. Here's Joe Gomez.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team confirms he will name former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be Energy Secretary. In a news release, Trump says Perry is going to do an amazing job in taking advantage of natural resource deposits to make America energy independent and create vast new wealth for our nation. In the statement, Perry says he's honored to have been chosen and deeply humbled by Trump's trust in him. Joe Gomez, Washington.